Opus 111's Mike Mail talks about the impact on the stock market from world events like the French elections, North Korea, and the whole Brexit thing.
These are all short-term influences, okay? The market's been caught up in a quiet correction for nearly 2 months. While the Trump rally has certainly cooled over the past 6 weeks, understand that the S&P is still up 10% since November, and again about 4% since the first of the year. Wells Fargo Investment Institute head global market strategist, I don't know if that all fits on one business card. Anyhow, Paul Christopher, he said, investors should anticipate a 5 to 10% correction as confidence around policy change in Washington wanes. He added, and I'm quoting, the movements in the market since the election suggest the investors are expecting more growth and more inflation this year than we, Wells Fargo, think is actually in the cards. Investors should prepare for a pullback by rebalancing their holdings and raising cash that can be redeployed later. Now, Russ Kosterik, portfolio manager at BlackRock's Global Allocation Fund, says S&P isn't that far from its all-time high. But if you look at market action over the last month, you've definitely seen a change to a defensive focus. Rates are down, gold is up, more defensive parts of the market have been doing better, and value has been struggling a bit. Just as an aside on gold, understand that as interest rates have lowered, that's why gold prices have gone higher. When the interest rates turn again, gold's back down in lower prices. Russ added, the delivery of individual and corporate tax cuts promised by President Trump could be the catalyst to the upside that investors have been waiting for. You understand, earnings seasons tend to be what they call noisy. There's lots of offsetting moves, as I said, well, just an example this past week of Goldman Sachs and IBM. But so far, the results are supporting the view for a decent rebound in profits over this entire year. Most of the cautious strategists expect little more than a retreat of just a few percent or more from here, which could be viewed as a decent buying opportunity. And as we talked before, staging in your purchases, as you do with your 401ks and 403bs, is a great way to participate in these moves because as the market goes lower, you buy more. And as it goes up, well, you're in the game already and you're still participating. As of Thursday afternoon, of the S&P 500 companies that have reported earnings, 79% have topped their earnings per share estimates. And 70% have topped their sales estimates. That's according to FactSet data. Now, here at Opus, we believe the long-term outlook for stocks remains positive. Talk of any overvaluation is, in our opinion, just a short-term view. I mean, that's what markets do. They can go up, they can go down. That's the deal. We're in what we choose to think of as a secular bull market, which is a multi-year lasting bull market within which can occur corrections and things of that nature. So that doesn't change anything.
Listen to Money Management with Mike Mail each week on KXLY 920 in Spokane or find him at opus111group.com. Securities offered through KMS Financial Services.